What's up, guys? Coach Ryan here. I got a great podcast here for you today where I went inside Utica Coffee Roasting Company to interview owner of the cafe portion that you all know really well, Heather Delia. We talk about the startups of the cafe, we talk about coffee business in general, and I give her some rapid fire questions about coffee that have just been burning that I wanted to know. So I hope you enjoy this, learn a little bit more about the coffee trade, the coffee industry, and how our local Utica Coffee Roasting Company came to be. Enjoy. So, just like the podcast at CrossFit Mohawk Valley, it is a gym first and then a recording studio second. So you probably caught a whole lot of background noise there. Just like right now, I'm sitting inside Utica Coffee, so you're going to get a whole lot of background noise here as well.
Lots.
So I'm sitting here with Heather, official title, owner, co-owner,
owner, vice president,
dictator, president,
basically,
of Utica Coffee. So she's nice enough to carve out a little bit of time of her day here at the shop, and we're going to go ahead and I just got some questions for her. We're going to chat about coffee in general, something that you guys know I'm very passionate about drinking, and we'll move on from there. So first off, I'm going to ask you in about 3 minutes or less, just give me a brief synopsis of your business, who you are in your business.
Well, I guess you could start off with our mission statement, which is, goes along also with our slogan is Wake the Hell Up. It was meant to serve as a purpose for our neighborhood to revitalize, not the great area in Utica, but Frank really saw that vision when he first bought the building. It was kind of not really... great area to open up a business in, but it's right in downtown Utica. As soon as you drive in, that's the first thing you see. So he was on a mission to change that vision. And we opened up, and then more people followed, and it's been great.
Is that where Wake the Hell Up comes from?
That yes, basically.
Cool.
Is you know, just a revitalization. Wake up, Utica.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just been that way ever since.
Now, were you guys the first ones on this strip?
Well, Peepers has been there a lot longer than anybody.
Well, I don't know if Peepers is a revitalization project.
It's definitely not revitalization, yeah. No. Frank, yes. And before he actually decided to roast coffee, he opened up, he rented it out, actually. He rented it out to a biker gang for probably about a year.
This place?
Yeah, and they like would pay him 6 months in advance rent. So he was great with it. He never had any problems with them. They were great guys. They still come in here on occasion as customers. And then Tim and Chris next door... bought the building next door, and they came in here and used our services a lot because they didn't have any water at the time. So so as they renovated, they were here every day. It was great. So then they started, and then Utica Bread. And then Vinny invested. And then even Master, well, at the time it was Master Pizza, which is now Johnny's, which is, I don't eat pizza.
Yeah.
That's probably the only pizza I can honestly say that.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, it's awesome.
Johnny's Pizza?
It's really good.
What makes it different?
I don't know. I don't know if it's the flavor of their sauce and the crust together, but it's really good.
Yeah? I've never tried that. I'll try it for sure.
You'll like it.
And then Jordan Marcel came. She got a triangle lab there.
Yeah.
My wife works with her quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, she's her, that space up there is beautiful, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have that up there. And then, you know, we have One Realty. We have Jake Rowe that's right down the street. So our block is pretty awesome.
Cool. Yeah, neat. And then you guys, so you used to roast in here.
We used to have a roaster in here, roasted probably about 30 pounds at a time. And then we started to outgrow that roaster. We knew we needed a larger roaster, but we didn't have the space.
Yeah.
So that's when we bought a building almost directly behind us because it had the ceiling. We needed like 18 feet high.
Yeah.
So we bought that building, and then we bought a roaster that we bought it from a chocolate factory in Belgium. And they roasted hazelnuts in it. So we went from 30 pounds to the potential of doing 120 pounds a batch, but we probably only do like maybe 60 or 70.
Is that like a batch in a day?
Oh no, in a day we probably do almost 1,000 pounds a day. Right?
Oh wow.
That's a lot.
Of just various types of meats?
Yeah, whatever we need, whatever the orders that come in, we hang them up and we decide what needs to be roasted based on the orders.
Cool. So when coffee beans come in, from the time that you've got orders and roasted and processed and ground, how long does that process take until they're ready to go?
Usually he'll roast the day before for orders that are hanging. So I mean, it takes about 20 minutes per batch, just to kind of give you an idea of how quick the roasting process happens. So I mean, they pretty much the next day, so all of the online orders, all of the orders that go out from Turning Stone for Clifford Fuels, all of the customers that we have wholesale are pretty much roasted within probably 3 to 4 days.
Oh, wow.
So yeah
it's that's
pretty
like
fresh.
Packaged and right out.
Yeah.
Cool. So how about the beans? Do they have a shelf life, like the green beans?
The green beans, not really, but we probably get a couple skids of coffee twice a week.
Cool.
Maybe more than that. I don't really keep up a lot on that aspect of it. But I know we get at least 2 to 3 deliveries a month.
Now, how about, we're kind of jumping around
That's
here,
okay.
But tell me a little bit about where the beans come from and like what the differences are.
There's lots of differences in beans. Like my favorite coffee personally is all the African beans. They have a higher acidity to them, which gives them a really sweet flavor.
Okay.
That I really like. And like when it hits your tongue, it spreads across your tongue. You taste the acidity, especially if you compare it to something like a Sumatra where it sits on the front of your tongue. And that has more of like a dark chocolate taste.
Okay, I think that's
so
probably
it's like the opposite.
Yeah.
Which I mean, everybody's taste in coffee is different. You can come in here and maybe not even like the coffee that we're brewing, but I can guarantee that we'll find one that you will like.
Yeah. Awesome. So where do the majority of your beans come from?
We use a lot of Brazil.
Yeah.
We use a really high quality Brazil. I would say that's the majority of what we roast because all of our flavored coffee is made with Brazil. And we don't, and that's where I think our flavored coffee set aside for other places is because we still use a high quality coffee for the flavor.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of places will get a cheap coffee to add the flavor to, thinking it won't matter, but it really does.
It's kind of like the water you make it.
100%. We've been doing a lot of research in regards to the water and the pH level. We have chemicals to even it all out.
Cool.
So usually when you do pour overs here, we use it's not chemically treated. We add like magnesium or certain things to get it to be the perfect water.
Yeah, which is kind of like making sure like mineral water.
Exactly.
The same. Yeah.
And like we have filters on all of our brewers. So, I mean, Utica water is not hard compared to like in our Clinton Cafe. Forget it. We have to go through filters.
Really?
Oh my God! Probably it's such hard water there.
Yeah.
Huge difference, and it like builds up the lime and everything else on it. So kills our brewers.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Brazil?
I have not, but I would love to go.
Did anybody go? Like, has anybody in the company ever gone and seen like the bean fields?
Well, we went. We did. Frank and I actually went to Puerto Rico. We saw some coffee plantations out there.
What's that like? Is that
getting up there is like a nightmare. It's like a winding road that, like, you could go a mile, but it'll take you like 2 hours to go that mile. It's like narrow roads, and there's like school buses coming the opposite direction that beep just so you don't head on collision with them. It's insane.
Is that like way up in the mountains?
Oh,
there?
Yeah.
Is that
well, that's
where
we were in Puerto Rico. It was way up in the mountains.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Neat.
Yeah, it was fun. It was an interesting experience. And we walked in the fields with the guy, and he showed us like bunch of the people that were picking the beans.
Yeah, I feel like the only thing I envision is like what you see in movies of like cocaine fields.
Probably.
It's the only thing I've seen of like South America
or whatever.
Like manufacturing. So that's what I envision. Like
they
come into the neat. That's cool.
It is cool. We have customers. It's kind of funny. We have customers that come in all the time and give us like coffee related things.
Yeah.
Like they can't see it, but there's a basket up there.
Yeah.
That was given to us by a guy that has a friend that owns a coffee plantation in Colombia. And that's what they use to strap on them, and they put the beans in the back.
That's what I would envision.
So that's exactly, so that's
cool.
What they use there. We had another guy bring me in a metal rotisserie, almost. It was on a rotisserie wheel that his grandmother used to roast coffee beans on.
Yeah.
He put the rotisserie on it so he could use it on his grill at home. We actually tried to develop the concept a little bit, so this way when people go camping, they can roast their own beans.
Yeah, that's a cool idea.
It would be a neat idea. The only thing is, when you roast beans, they really should sit for a day and get the full flavor out of them.
Because they have
taste
to, like,
green.
The gas comes out of them, right?
The gas comes out of them.
Yeah.
We just roasted a Guatemala recently, and we tasted it the next day, and it's almost like you have to wait a couple more days in order to really get the full flavor out of them.
So obviously those of you that don't know, you've seen this logo before, they custom blend our bare bones blend coffee. And so it comes right out of this place, right out of the building out back, and came through and she kind of showed me the roaster, and we kind of played with a few ideas before we came up with that blend. But prior to that, I've always been into coffee, and I always wanted to have coffee.
Yeah.
So this helps me a ton.
So
been outsourcing that to these guys, so they obviously know shit, whereas I don't, because I had a $120 roaster on my kitchen counter, and I bought green beans off of Amazon, and I roasted and I burned a bunch of them.
Which is a great learning process, but at least you understand the concept of it.
Yeah. Like,
not everybody who ever wants to try it at home. I've had people that have bought it. We sell green beans. It's half the price of our regular roasted coffee. But we have people do it in frying pans. There's also, if you go to, sweetmarias.com, they give you directions on how to do it with an air popper. Like a popcorn popper.
Yeah.
So there's all different ways to try it at home. It's kind of neat.
Yeah, like something I learned. I never knew that little, it's on the bag of coffee, the little hole. I thought that was so you could smell it and sample it. That's like a degassing hole.
Yes.
I found that out when I put them all in a mason jar and closed it. When I opened it, the whole lid blew off of it.
Funny.
Yeah, because the gas
blew
up inside.
That'll happen.
Yeah. I'm learning about these things. Yeah. So let's talk a bit about your weight. Hold up.
Okay.
Hey, my big question with this is, what kind of flack did you catch?
Especially from Frank's mom, who wanted us to change it to wake heaven up. So we're kind of separating the brand because of that.
Yeah.
We're gonna have the wake the hell up be its own brand, and then the Utica Coffee to be its own staple, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Two different websites and everything.
Cool.
So we're going to be doing that, but we did catch a lot of slack. Like we do a lot of fundraisers.
Yeah.
Can't do a lot of fundraisers for schools, obviously, with the Wake the Hell Up. So we kind of ran like the chocolate covered espresso beans that we have those two different ways, with the slogan and without.
Yeah.
So
I guess I think it's a neat thing because having my own business and being in charge of your own, you know, nobody tells you what to do. You do whatever you want as far as like your PR and your branding and all that. So something that I've noticed is that having worked for other companies in the past, having to, you know, monitor what you say and do because you're acting on their behalf.
Exactly.
But then when you get into your own space, it's kind of like you have the capability to let your personality shine and let the separation happen, where there will be people that will come to you because of that.
And there were
going to be people that are going to come to you because of it. Not to you, but because of it. Yeah,
What's nice about owning your own business is you can be yourself and not have to be somebody fake.
Totally. And I think that's more attractive to customers than somebody who's like, we should all wake up. Just trying to be like even keeled. Like if you are truly passionate in one direction, even if it's just about the fact of wake the hell up, because I think that has a bold statement to it.
Romanelli really helped us develop.
Yeah.
Romanelli, they were really good. One of the things that Frank had brought back to me, he goes, well, these are a couple of things we were talking about. It was either wake the hell up, or it was make morning your bitch.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan.
I feel like this one is
not
a little bit.
I
like that one.
I'm like, yeah, I don't really like that other one so much.
I like it. Could you do like a secret line of shirts for that one?
Yes.
Yeah. If
we
they
can.
Do,
I will
let you guys
like
know. Yeah. Cool. I had a shirt because I used to use Spreadshirt,
mm-hmm.
where I designed them and people order them and I never see them.
Yeah,
yet.
I know what you're saying.
And it said hashtag, there's little ears in here, hold on. It just said hashtag no bitch asses.
Oh, okay.
And that was the shirt. Yeah, all one word.
So a lot of them?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like three or four. That was a lot back then.
That's good.
Because nobody knew who I was except for like friends and family.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was fun. Let me check my notes. I have a bunch of other questions for you. While I'm looking those up, what do you want to plug? What do you got coming up? New things coming up in your business? Expansions? Any locations? How about CBD you're thinking of? Or you have?
CBD, we've been selling a ton of CBD
oil,
which is great. You know what? I see a lot of people popping up selling CBD oil.
Yeah.
Through large companies, and I wish they would work with a local farmer on it.
Yeah.
You know, they're supporting, granted, it's like their own business that they're selling all the CBD oil, and I'm sure they get a lot of money for it.
Yeah.
But if you were to, instead, go into business with a local farm, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about supporting the farm instead of supporting one person. The farm that we get them from out in Portland is spectacular.
Yeah.
Really good, and I've heard nothing but great things on everybody that's tried it, that's used other CBD oil.
Yeah.
I never have used other ones, so I'm the wrong person to be like, is it better than any other ones? But just from the feedback that I've gotten, it's pretty amazing.
CBD is interesting. The people out there, they don't really know a whole lot about it. I'll give you my brief synopsis of it. It's basically all the non-psychoactive properties of marijuana that cause anti-inflammation at the very least. And it can be taken orally or rubbed on topically. Anti-inflammatory, because it works with cannabinoid receptors, which you have in every part of the body. So if you take it orally, those receptors get that, that anti-inflammation property from it. But it also has a little bit of anti-stress relief. And am I missing anything? What else?
They say that I have a woman that's been giving it to her 10-year-old son.
Yeah.
And she swears, and he swears, that he focuses more in school. So I think clarity-wise, more focus. Less stress.
So I've tried a few different kinds, and I've noticed a great benefit from it. I mean, nothing out there is going to be the end all be all.
Of course.
Right? I mean, everything that comes out in his advertising, of course, would
be... I'd rather take something that's natural rather than taking a prescription.
Totally. Yeah, so I can't speak to whether or not it helped physically or placebo-wise. Well, who cares? If it works, it works, right?
Exactly.
If you take it and your joints feel better or you feel less stress, perfect. If somebody told you that, gummy bears did that, right? Well, I guess certain gummy bears do.
Sure,
but if regular gummy bears did, and you took one of those and you believed it,
it's a placebo effect.
Yeah, sure.
100%. And I'm sure that happens to a lot of people.
Yeah, or it could just compound.
And I would say that that would be true. I would believe it if I only had a couple people telling me how amazing it worked.
Yeah.
I get like at least 2 emails a day from friends or family or customers just telling me how great it worked. So
that's awesome. Yeah.
Maybe the placebo effect is with 50%, but there's something that's definitely true to it.
Now, how about incorporating that into coffee and into beans?
We tried it in the beans. We're still in the process. And I know there's companies out there that do it in beans, but I'm not going to call them to figure out how they do it.
Right.
So the farm that we've been working with in Portland has been sending out samples to be tested to see the level of CBD. They're still working on it. So we put it in cups of coffee. And it definitely has a benefit in the cups of coffee.
Because then you also started selling bulletproof coffee now.
Yeah, we've been selling bulletproof. We don't have a lot of people that actually order it, but we do have it for anybody who decides to do it.
I'm going to put out there, so those of you guys that know, I drink a fair amount of bulletproof coffee. If you're local, you can get bulletproof coffee right here. It is coconut oil and grass-fed butter. About a tablespoon of each. If it's your first time, do less than a tablespoon of each. Mixed in, blended into the cup of coffee.
Yeah.
It makes it frothy and delicious. But early in the morning, those... an MCT, it's an MCT, a coconut oil. It's basically a medium-chain triglyceride, which is absorbed faster in your system, and it's usable energy for not only your brain, but your body. So it helps your cognition in the morning, and it helps with your feeling of fullness. So it's really cool. So if you didn't know that, now you know, you can get it here, ask for it. Is it on the menu, or they have to ask for it? Is there a code?
You know what? They just have to ask for it. No, it should be on that menu, but it's not.
Yeah.
So, but it should be.
I'm going to put that up on the Instagram, too, and let everybody know you have it here.
Okay.
Cool. So let me see, what other questions do we have? My wife and I came up with a few before we came in. Here's another one. What was your background in coffee before? Like, why coffee?
That was Frank's decision.
Yeah.
He has a degree in manufacturing, and he knew he wanted to manufacture something.
Yeah.
He just didn't know why. So then he did a lot of research. Coffee is the second highest traded commodity. So he decided, I'm going to roast coffee.
Cool. And what kind of process from, I'm going to roast coffee to, let's learn about coffee to be able to do it? How long a process
was
that?
It really wasn't a long process at all. I think he opened up full time and then he closed really fast.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was in regards to who was running it at the time, but he was open for probably maybe 6 months. He wanted to focus on the wholesale and manufacturing side. He didn't even want a cafe until we got together. We've been together now almost 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw the need for wanting a cafe.
Yeah.
That was more of my passion and something that I wanted to do.
Cool.
So he focuses mainly on the wholesale and the manufacturing of it, and my goal was to focus on the cafe side. So it works well working with your significant other. People are like, how do you do it? It's not easy every day, but we get through it. And it's fun because we focus on 2 different things.
Yeah, you have different aspects of business, so you're really not like putting hands in the same pot. Yeah.
So he didn't want to do the cafe. I did. We opened it up. It took a good year for it to catch on for people to start coming in.
Cool. Yeah, no, it's definitely a staple now. I mean, we see it everywhere. It's in all the grocery stores. It's events that you see.
We have great people
to
work for us. And that means a lot, too.
Awesome.
It's just to have, people like Michelle. I mean, people come in here, they know her. She has this infectious personality that makes people feel good when they leave. That's important.
And she's also in charge of events?
Nope, that's Corey. Corey does a lot of the, Corey does a lot of the fundraising aspect of it. Corey's also great. She's super positive on their day. We're super fortunate.
So what else do you do then? So we've got fundraising. What do you do outside of I want to buy coffee in a cup or coffee beans or anything I can see on the shelf here? What other lines of business?
Online is stuff. Us, yeah. We do a lot on Amazon.
Yeah.
So online is one of our revenue streams, I guess you could say. It used to be the coffee truck until it was taking up too much of my time.
Yeah.
So I decided that I'm not going to do that anymore. Anybody want to buy a coffee truck? It's for sale.
All right.
So I'm not pushing to sell it, but if somebody makes me an offer on it, I'd be happy to.
I'm trying to get my brother to buy a food truck. My brother's a phenomenal cook.
Really?
Yeah. He's finishing up. He's at University of Niagara. Culinary.
Okay.
Yeah. So first he graduated with high honors with a bachelor's in history.
That's great.
He was so smart. And he's 20, oh my, 32, so he's 22, 23,
okay.
Something like that.
Me too. I know.
But he's 9 years younger than I am.
Okay.
And he's taller than I am. Yeah. And we're like spitting him. Always got along. Super great.
Awesome.
Yeah. He's going to school for culinary. He loves to cook. He's really good at it. He's super into fitness. And I was like, dude, you got to open a food truck. Yeah. I think that's. I love food trucks. I love the food truck culture that we have in Utica now.
We have a big one. Definitely.
Yeah. So when I move, I told him next summer, I was like, wherever I'm at, come find me, come stay with me, you can stay 5 to 10 outside my RV, wherever we are. Yeah, I want him to open
That's
a food
great.
Truck wherever I'm at.
That's
but yeah, so food truck for sale, or coffee truck for
coffee
sale.
Coffee truck for sale.
So aside from, so online, people can get on, and that's where they can find out the Wake the Hell Up brand. So you got shirts, you got a sweatshirt out right now.
That's all I wear.
You got some really cool, some neat new styles.
We do. We have a lot of new styles.
Yeah,
we have the blue ones. We kind of like to, you know what? We kind of let our staff design a lot of these shirts.
Yeah.
Sure. John's really good. Like, we have a new one that I have on today. We just put this online, and it's got like an old school slogan on the back of it. It's great. So it's kind of fun to always come up with new ideas and design new things. And a pumpkin mug.
Yeah,
online,
man, it sold out quick, like an hour.
Yeah, we only bought 200 because you never want to be stuck with anything.
Yeah.
So we only bought 200. I feel like we could have probably gotten four.
Yeah.
We got 200, we put 80 online, 7 minutes. So that was like, we were like, wow.
Yeah.
I feel like if you bought 300, it probably wouldn't happen.
Next year, you should do pre-orders.
You know what? I think that's,
and
that's probably a great
stock.
Idea. We probably could do that. But those, they take a while to make those. It takes
like
6 to 8 weeks for them from start to finish.
Yeah. But those are cool.
Yeah.
Who makes those for you?
Those we went through a place out of Wisconsin. Remember the name of it. That's not one of the things that I really deal with.
Yeah.
Jordan Networks. I mean, he does all
gotcha.
Of that.
So not like Clint Pot.
I wish.
Yeah.
I don't think they could.
I feel like that would take quite a while.
Yes.
They're all handmade.
Yeah, yeah, they're all handmade, and I don't know if he could do 200, within a short period of time.
Yeah.
Really, I would do it, but I don't. I think we've gone to him before to say I would rather support them.
Yeah. It'd be cool to have him do a few for like fundraiser baskets and things.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Like limited run Utica coffee.
Yeah.
Ones. Yeah. So you guys do fundraisers?
We do fundraisers. We have lots of fundraisers with schools, with gyms, with anything that you need a fundraiser for. And shockingly enough, the smaller amount of people, like Maria Christina, she owns a dance studio. And let me tell you, that girl, she's got like, I don't even know how many dancers. She has like maybe 10 to 15 dancers that do it.
Yeah.
She must sell like $4,000 in coffee.
Yeah.
Blows me away.
That's awesome.
How much? And you get almost like 30%, so it's pretty good.
Well, I mean, go to any household. I mean, how many times I've been approached and do I want to buy cookies or popcorn?
I'd
I'm like, oh, okay, you
I
buy
know.
It just because
you have.
Somebody's
to.
Like coffee, like sweet, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, you pay a fundraising price and you're helping somebody out and you're going to use the coffee.
And now
anyway.
We have diner mugs on the fundraisers, chocolate covered espresso beans, we have lanyards.
Yeah.
So we have
awesome.
A bunch of like small item things that aren't, so pricey as the coffee. So if you want to spend just a little bit of money to help out.
And then also events. Do you do custom label bags for
we
events?
We do custom label. We don't do it all the time, but we do it for anybody that wants it. We work with PJ Green for all of our labels, so they're super fun to work with.
If you guys have seen my label, he did my label for Bare Bones Coffee. So
we're actually working with, we always do gift baskets for MBT Bank.
Yeah.
They order like 80 of them for like Christmas time, and we deliver them out.
Yeah.
And I think that's the next thing I'm going to be working on is designing a label for them, which you've never done in the past. We just always throw crates together and then we throw like a lot of local things in there, not just Utica coffee stuff. But this year I'm gonna do a little bit for that.
Cool. I got some rapid fire questions for you. All right. We're gonna go. Do your best.
I'll try. I'm bad under pressure.
So I got some of these are MythBuster ones. I don't know. Hopefully you know quite a bit about coffee. All right. Let's start with. Does coffee really stunt your growth?
No.
Okay. Does dark roast contain less caffeine?
Yes.
What's the most caffeinated kind of coffee?
Is a Robusta.
Robusta. If I don't drink good coffee, what do you drink?
I personally don't drink it.
If you don't drink it, if you're not drinking good coffee, what do you drink?
I drink anybody that is a small roaster, like from traveling. I'll go to like some place that roasts their own coffee.
Gotcha. How do you take your coffee?
Me personally, I do add a little cream to it.
Yeah?
I do.
Can you drink iced coffee in the winter?
Oh my God, yes.
Do you drink iced coffee?
I do. Especially with protein. I have protein all the time. Every morning I have a protein.
That's a good idea. How many beans are in a bag?
Oh, crap. Now you're going to make me want to count it to see how accurate I am. I would say 800.
800?
I'm totally guessing. But you know now that when you leave, I'm going to go.
I'm going to, let's get a bag. And we'll take a picture of it, and I will ask on social media if
we'll
you can guess.
Yes, you know what? That's a great idea.
And then we'll count it. Yeah, it's like guessing.
Well, really, all I'd have to do is I know the number of ounces it's in there. If I weigh a single bean, I can probably guesstimate it that way.
So it's the same amount of beans in a bag of beans as in a bag of brown.
Yeah, it's the same amount. Yeah.
Perfect. And do you ever not drink coffee?
I like tea when I'm sick.
Tea, when you're sick. So I had a couple more. I wanted to know, and this is for me, I've always drawn a parallel between people who like black, dark coffee, dark beers, for obvious reasons.
I like dark beers.
And whiskey.
I don't like whiskey.
No?
No.
But I've always thought that people that liked flavored coffees and teas are more of like an IPA person, and more when they get into like hard liquor, more like vodka, gin, stuff like that.
That can be, because Frank drinks his coffee black, and he does drink whiskey, and he does like dark beer.
So I feel like those are very similar.
You may be right on that. We do have the bourbon barrel coffee, too, that we just did a small batch of. I don't even know if we have any left, but we'll be doing that before the holidays.
That one I've been meaning to try.
Yeah, we have a lot of people that like that.
Cool. Anything else you want to add, plug, promote? Anything like website,
Instagram? We'll be expanding within the next few months. I'm not going to say where, though. We'll be expanding.
Like another location?
Not another location, but we're going to be expanding our roastery.
Cool.
And we're also, we're doing a sponsorship with Turning Stone, which is exciting.
Great.
So, we're going to be working together with them to do some of those.
Yeah.
So, that's always good.
Awesome.
They're great people there.
Yeah, what's the physical address here?
92 Genesee Street.
And then in Clinton, New York?
One Park Row.
If you had somebody that had never had anything out of one of your cafes and were going to visit for the first time, what would you recommend?
Well, first you have to talk to them to see how they like their coffee.
Okay.
Once you determine how they like their coffee, that's where you would kind of figure out what they like.
Black coffee drinkers.
If they like a darker roast or a medium roast. We kind of do both in the cafe, so depending on whether they like one or the other, or we could do pour overs knowing that know that they would like something.
Yeah, and all your baristas are able to answer all those questions and guide in the right direction.
Yeah,
so even if you don't know anything about what kind of coffee is best for you, go in, talk to a worker there. Baristas, all baristas?
Yep, baristas.
Is there a different name for a barista, male or female? Baristo?
No, but I like that idea.
Okay. I should have put that on the rapid fire. That was another one. Cool. Thank you so much for taking the time to sit down.
Thanks. And we're going to miss you tremendously.
So Heather comes down to the gym and trains with us down there. And
he's my coach, and he's amazing. I'm really sad.
3 weeks left.
Not happy.
3 weeks.
Not happy.
And then we're out hitting the road.
Happy for you. I'm not happy.
We're going to keep the coffee thing going. That coffee will still be available. And we'll just have it shipped wherever I'm at so I can ship it out to you guys. Cool. I'll see you in the outro. I'll put a couple closing notes on here, and down in the show notes, I'm going to include links to where you can find Utica Coffee on Amazon, on the website, and make sure you check my Instagram stories and posts for links back to theirs. And Heather, thanks again.
Thank you. Thanks for coming up.